of the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The 91st division of Psalms. Our hiding place. Our protection. He shall shield us. He shall protect us. He shall hide us under the wings. Oh, my God, hallelujah. It says, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Oh, my God, it may be all around you. 1,000 will fall on one side, 10,000 will fall on the other. But it shall not come nigh thee. In other words, he shall lift you up. He shall preserve thee. He shall keep thee. He shall shield thee. My God, hallelujah. Just trust in our God. Amen. Trust in him. Trust in his word in the midst of these times, in the midst of the adversity, in the midst of the uncertainty. If you fall in the arms of Jesus, if you rest within the 91st division of Psalms, you're going to be okay. Hallelujah. You're going to be okay. I understand the fear. I understand the pandemonium that's out there. It is real. Hallelujah. I see it every day. The fear is real. The panic is real. The anxiety is real. The uncertainty is real. The not knowing is real. Glory to God. I work for one of the big, I work for the biggest retailer in the world. I see the fear every day. I see the panic every day. I see the uncertainty every day. My God, it's real. It's real, Tampa Bay. It's real to those that's listening to this telecast from the four corners of the earth. Hallelujah. It's real. It's real. It's real. But if you trust,
hallelujah.
But if you trust in God,
yeah.
If you trust in God, if you trust in his word, you know, we've got so many people saying, how can you believe in a book that's written by some old men? How can you believe in a book that was written so many thousands of years ago? How can you believe in a book that's been translated so many times? My response is, isn't it ironic that how many times it's been translated, how many men you say wrote it, that it is yet fulfilling every day? That here we are over 2,000 years later, and this book is being fulfilled right before our eyes, even now with the coronavirus. Isn't it ironic that these pages, that people say that it's not the written word of God, is being fulfilled every day right before our eyes? The book of Revelation is being fulfilled every day. I don't care how long ago it was written. I don't care how many times it's been translated. I don't care how many different languages it has been translated in, because each language, each word has different meanings and things like that. It is still the word of God. It has not lost its power. My God, it has not lost its strength. It has not lost his authority. He was over 2,000 years ago speaking the same thing of Apostle Paul about the thorn that's in our flesh. Hey! But God is still saying his grace is sufficient for us. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Praise God. The grace of God is sufficient for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't need to worry about the dangers at night. We don't need to worry about the arrow during the day. We don't need to fear the diseases that strike in the dark. We don't need to, hallelujah, feel a sudden disaster at noonday. Glory to God, hallelujah. We will not be harmed though thousands fall all around us. Hallelujah, according to the word of God. That's what I'm speaking about, the word of God, Psalm 91. I'm doing all I can, hallelujah. Yes, my husband said it's real. Everybody, the feelings that people have, yes, it's real. Hallelujah, but even more real than that, this word. Glory to God, hallelujah, that we're sharing with you today. Hallelujah, if you would just take it in, if you just walk the walk. Oh, yeah, somebody saying, well, what about you? What about you? You going to walk the walk? Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm in the midst of it with you. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm seeing God yet move, even though, hallelujah, people are not being able to work. A lot of them have to work at home or whatever. We're all going through this together. We're just trying to encourage you to go in the right direction, to look to the Lord, to look to Jesus, to look to the God of this universe, not some, hallelujah, God outside of who we know is the true creator of everything, hallelujah, and who all of this in the world belongs to, praise God. I just want you to be encouraged and know that the Lord Most High is our fortress. Glory to God. We can run to him for safety. We can run to him in terrible times. We can run to him in perilous times. We can run to him and not worry about disasters that strike us or come against our home. We can remember, we need to remember, praise God, that he's even given angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They minister to our needs, just like they ministered to the needs of Jesus when he was in the wilderness, praise God. They come to minister to our needs. They have assignments, glory to God, to be a blessing to us. And so we need to give God praise and give him glory again in everything. We need to give him thanks. So glory to God, hallelujah. He's given us power to tread over the serpent, over the scorpion, over all the power of the enemy. Come on, let us walk there. Let us do what we need to do, glory to God, to activate this word in the midst of the test and the trial. Praise God. Ask him for wisdom, the Bible says. We need wisdom. Let's ask God to give it to us in the midst of everything so we'll know what we need to be doing, praise God. I just give God praise because God is so loving and so kind, and he has made preparations for us for everything that will come against us, for everything that will come our way to oppose us. He has already made preparations. We just need to walk there. Let us not be ignorant. Let us get in this word. Let us seek God first and his kingdom, and then other things will be added. Let us not be worried about the everyday things, praise God. Let us not be concerned about that, praise God, hallelujah. But let us be concerned first about our relationship with God and the fact that if we're hid with Jesus in God, we don't have to be concerned in the way that someone that doesn't know God is. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, in verse 14, in Psalm 91, it says, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version, it says, the Lord says, if you love me and truly know who I am, I will rescue you and keep you safe. When you are in trouble, verse 15, call out to me. I will answer and be there to protect and honor you. You will live a long life and see my saving power, but you got to love him. Praise God. You say, if you love me, this is a conditional, praise God, thing. Praise God. We've got to love him. We got to love him and truly know who he is. He will rescue us. So get closer to him. Hallelujah. If we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. God bless you. And again, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings at 5 a.m. Call into the prayer line, 480-297-0773. And the access code is 934-6389, hashtag or pound. We love you. God bless you. And remember that today is another day of miracles. God bless you.
Y'all ready? Here we go.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
There's a river I want to swim in. There's a river I want to live in. It's the
from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Had trouble getting all my buttons on at the same time, Pastor
Jim. I know
Jim.
You did.
Yeah, I was doing 19. Well, you know what I was doing? I was cleaning with this chlorine wrap on all, or, you know, wipe on all of these little buttons that I use in here. So cleaning everything down, getting it ready for this great show. Thank you to the studio for providing all that. It's great. Makes me feel a little better touching all this.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
Yeah. So, Pastor Jim, we certainly had quite a day today at Beacon of Hope because we're able to meet together. There were just 10 of us, and so 11, 10. It was really a good time to be together, even though we were very careful. Social distancing for sure.
Right. I mean, you know, we're a hugging bunch, and we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
That was kind of hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was just good to be together. And I know, you know, we've got some things coming up that you can at least, like soaking tomorrow night, which you can call in. You can be a part of that by calling in.
I'm going to give that number in a little while.
I thought you might. And, you know, next week we are going to try to stream the entire service on YouTube. Mm-hmm. 'Cause at least if you can't be there, You can still be a part of it
in
one way.
Sure. We are going to do that. We had problems today with Facebook. We tried to do a post this morning, and it kept kicking us out, and we just figured it was because
everybody else was doing it.
Yeah, so we eventually went to a video format, and then Dr. Angela was able to get us up on YouTube, and then it will be sent over to Facebook. So at some time this afternoon or this evening, look for a Beacon of Hope post, because it was powerful. God was, he was so present, Pastor Jim. What a Amen. Great day, wasn't it?
Amen.
What a great day. If you get a pen, write this number down. Write this phone number down. Get a pen, get a pencil, and we're going to tell you about tomorrow night. Tell them what we do on the prayer night.
Well, it's a soaking night. It's we put
tell them what that means. Some people may not know what soaking not. Means.
And basically, we soak ourselves in prayer.
Yes.
And, of course, our special emphasis tomorrow night is going to be on coronavirus.
Of course.
And getting rid of it.
Yes.
But we start out with music. Well, sometimes we just do music in the background the whole time, but we pray for each other. We pray separately.
Yes, sure.
We just pray. And the Holy Spirit has done some great works during these times.
Absolutely. We always look forward to these prayer meetings. We're going to try to have, it might be on a Wednesday night next week. We're not sure when we're going to do it, but we're going to have special prayer meetings. Write this phone number down. It's a free conference portal that we're a part of now. So are the McKays, the show right before us. They're the ones that turned us on to this wonderful way to minister and have a conference prayer meeting. Write this number down, 1-480. I don't want to go too fast.
Yeah, you're like me. I speed right through them and expect everybody just to do it in shorthand.
I know. I just dropped the last next three digits. 480-237-0773. So write that down. 480-237-0773. And then our access code, when that answers, anytime between 5:30 and 7 on Monday night, our access code will be, put this number in, 362-5851, 362-5851, pound. It's got a pound on the end of it, 362-5851, pound. So I hope I gave you the right number because I'm doing it from memory. You don't have that sheet with you, PJ, probably, do you? No, I don't. So if you do, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to give it again. I think this is correct. You have it?
1-480-297.
297. I said 237.
Yeah. 297 is the correct one. 0773. The access code is 362-5851, pound sign.
All right. So check that out and do that tomorrow night, anytime between 5:30 and 7. And then each Sunday we'll announce what time we will be doing that on a weekly basis. When you call in, it's going to say put in your access code, so you will put in that number, 362-5851, pound, and then it will tell me, because it'll be on my phone, that you're on the line. And then you can either talk to us say something, or just listen, however you want to do it. Tomorrow night, Monday night, 5:30 to 7 in the evening. One more time, 1-480-297-0773. Access code for Beacon of Hope is 362-5851, pound. Okay, we got that in there. So, Betty is on the line. Hey, Betty, how's Michigan?
Hey, good afternoon, you two.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
We're good. We had a difficult time with Facebook this morning. We tried three times. It kicked us out every time, so we figured it was just overloaded. So we did actually go to a video, and we did a video on my phone, and then Angel was able to get it uploaded onto YouTube, and then it'll get transferred into a Facebook post this afternoon or evening. So it will be up there. It just won't be up there this morning live. But it was live. I mean, it was live on a video. So anyway, there you go. That's how it works right now. Technology is wonderful, though. We appreciate all that it can do for us, and we thank God that we have the ability to get the word out. Betty, talk to us. Are you and your family doing okay up there?
Yes, we sure are. We had we had church here this morning at home. We had communion. We had children's church. So and then had dinner. And so we are, you know, you can have, you know, we are the church.
Sure.
And you can, you know, it doesn't have to be behind any particular walls. You can have church anywhere, but it was wonderful to be able to worship the Lord this morning. We tried connecting with you this morning about 10:45, and
yeah.
We saw that you were having some technical difficulties, so right. We'll look forward to it on YouTube, but it's cold up here. I'm sure it's warm down there, but
it's super hot.
We will survive, you know?
Exactly. It's super hot, and it's one of those days, but we're just glad to be able to be here at the radio station live. And you might call some of your friends and tell them, hey, to join us on tantalknetwork.com globally, or you guys can go to YouTube, and it's YouTube/tantalkradio/live, or if you're in the Tampa Bay area, 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, 1340 AM, 1350 AM, and 1400 AM. Well, a lot of five stations, YouTube, globally, the internet right here in tantalknetwork.com. So many ways to hear the word, Jim.
Well, and I was thinking, yeah, it's especially important if maybe you missed church this morning and weren't able to do it at home like Betty and everybody did. This can be church, you know, at least until this craziness is over.
Absolutely it can. And that's what it's all about, is finding a way to worship God and doing it whether or not it's the normal way, quote unquote, we ever did it before, you know? Doesn't matter. We're going to start right now with an amazing song that I love so very much. One of my favorites from Chris Tomlin. We have a lot of favorites from Chris Tomlin.
Yeah.
Don't I? Yeah, I've got a lot of them. This one is one I love to play this song, Good, Good Father, because he is, and we're going to talk about that Good, Good Father in just a moment.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide. Can hardly speak, peace so. can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me.
Good Father,
perfect in all of your ways.
The God we serve loves you so very much. He's a good, good Father. He has good intentions towards you because he loves you. Some of you out there in Radio Land right now may be saying and thinking, how can he be good and allow this virus? We're going to talk about this because this is March 22nd, 2020. We are in a very, very critical, serious time around this globe with the spreading quickly, rapidly of coronavirus, COVID-19. And it is on all of our hearts because it's affecting all of our lives. We're going to answer that question, how can God allow this? And we are going to answer it in a couple ways. And one of those is that this world that we live in is not perfect in any way, obviously, right? We're a fallen humanity. We are a people in need of a savior. We're also a people in need of a healer. And I believe, Pastor Jim, that that is paramount right now. We need a healer. We need the healer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to intervene in our lives. We need the healer.
Absolutely. And you know, when we talk healing, obviously we mean physical healing.
Sure.
People get sick. They need to be healed. But as most of us know, sickness can go a lot deeper. It goes into the mind, the will, the emotions, the spirit.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, when we talk about Jesus healing, he doesn't just make us well from the flu or from COVID or whatever. He makes us well from the inside out.
Amen.
Completely, totally.
Amen.
What he did on the cross healed us completely.
Yes. We're going to talk about that. In Isaiah 53, it was prophesied 700 or 800 years before the Messiah actually came, that the Messiah was coming and that he would take in his body our sins and our sicknesses in his body on the cross. I'm going to ask our audience, as many of you that can, grab a paper, a pen. There's going to be a lot of help for you today in the Word of God. It is going to inspire you. It will bless you. It will cause your faith to rise. And I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, that your faith will rise all through this show, if you will allow it. And I forgot to introduce us a moment ago. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, pastor at Beacon of Hope. And in the studio in there, I'm in the control room, is Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my associate pastor. And on the line with us is Betty Thomas, one of our board members, and also one that puts out the prayer requests, for, as you all send those in, prayers at bohmglobal.com. I want to say a little bit about that real quick. That prayer line is not working for the next few days. Hopefully it'll be up tomorrow. I don't have that as a guarantee. We are doing our brand new website, and it's going to launch this week. And so towards the end of the week, and at least by next Sunday, you will be able to go to www.bohmglobal.com and find an amazing new website with everything working properly. But the prayer line has not been working correctly. So Pastor Jim, you can send prayer requests to him at Uptown Jim 1. Uptown Jim. I don't know whenever you were uptown. But
that was when we lived in Chicago.
All right. Uptown Jim 1 at Hotmail.com temporarily. Uptown Jim 1 at Hotmail. And for Betty, it's B Lou, L-O-U, Thomas, 2014 at Gmail. So B Lou, L-O-U, Thomas, 2014 at Gmail, temporarily. And then hopefully by the end of the week, everything will be up running correctly along with our brand new website. So we want to remind everybody today that God is still on the throne. God is still working in our lives. He's not done with us. He's a good, good father. Betty, you want to comment on that? Because I think so many people are discouraged, depressed. They're home. They can't go anywhere. They can't go to their favorite restaurants. Down here, they've closed our beaches. That is very sad. And so, go ahead, Betty.
Well, I think one of the things that I saw the other day, it was just, it really touched my heart, is that, you know, God has given us an opportunity to be quiet before Him. You know, with closing of things, with the closing of, you know, only carry out restaurants, that we, this is the time that we can turn to Him and know that He hears us. And it's amazing how, in these last few days, of how many people, and I'm serious, how many people are turning to God for help. You know, the Facebook pages are not so much loaded with political jargon. They're loaded with, you know, people pray for me.
Amen.
You know, God is here.
Amen.
God is in control.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's just amazing that even though that we're, some of us are, you know, confined to home or we can't get out like we used to, it gives us an opportunity to commune more with God than we ever have before, probably in our entire life, for some people. And he's listening.
Amen.
He's ever present. You know, he's the one who will never leave us nor forsake us. And that's the cool part about God, is that even though the circumstances around us seem surmountable, I mean that they're out of control, He is still, like you said, on the throne, and He is in control.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Pastor Jim, do you want to respond to that before we go to this first passage?
Well, I have Twyla Paris's song running through my head.
Which one?
God is in control.
I don't know that one.
Oh, that's an oldie. That's
okay.
Very, 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 very.
That is an oldie.
You
yeah.
recognize that one, Betty?
Oh yes, in fact, I still love Twyla Paris.
Me
oh,
too.
I do too. I love.
Me
yeah.
too.
Well,
you know, this
but
is
we have
in the day.
Yeah, yeah, but we have to remember, God is in control.
He is.
There's plenty of scriptures to show that.
Yes.
And yes, we live in a fallen. Pastor, you said, you know, fallen because of what happened in the garden.
Sure.
Sin has infected not only the human race, but the entire universe.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, Paul says the whole universe, all creation groans for our redemption,
mm-hmm.
Which will happen when Jesus comes back. And yeah, I think that's, we're groaning right now.
Yeah.
You know, the creation is groaning. It's
sad, you know, time.
It is, and people talk about evolution. No, no, no. All we have done is devolve since the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, things have just continued to
right.
to devolve, to decay, basically. And this is another example of that. We need to see this not as God's judgment.
It's not.
But as just I won't even use the word natural course of things, because it's not natural. This is, ever since the fall, it's been unnatural.
Sure.
Follow me on this. I want to make sure I'm making sense here. It's just, we're kind of in an unnatural state of affairs, and it's only getting worse. But the great hope of the Bible is We know one day it's all going to turn around.
Exactly.
It's all going to turn around. This is just a birth pang, if you will.
It is. It is. What's been on my heart in the last few days going through this changes with everybody's life is that God is a good God. And you say, well, that's hard for me to swallow. How come he's allowing this? I'm going to give you a quote from Graham Cook that
I knew you would.
I love this quote, and I believe it with all my heart. And when I first heard it many, many years ago, it changed my life. God allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. I'm going to say it one more time. You may want to write it down, because God does allow things to happen. He does not. He's not the author of sickness and death. No, that's the devil. Jesus said it very plainly in John 10:10. The thief comes, that's the devil, to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy. What is he doing through Corona? He's stealing our livelihoods, jobs everywhere across this nation and around the world. He is stealing our peace of mind. He's stealing our human interactions. He's stealing all kinds of things, bank accounts, stock market, all that stuff. The devil is steals, kills, and destroys. Is he killing? Yeah, he's killing a lot of people. And he destroys relationships. He destroys work, all kinds of things. That's Jesus said it in John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the rest of John 10:10, Jesus said, but I have come. I love the comma, but. But I have come, Jesus said, to give you life and to give it abundantly. Till it overflows, it says in the Amplified Bible. Why is that? Because Jesus is God's Son. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are the Trinity. But it's all the Godhead, and it all is all good, good. That's why we played that song, He's a Good, Good Father. He's not a bad, bad father trying to get even with us. Now, are the repercussions from our behaviors, our sinful lives, things in our lives? Sure, there's going to be repercussions. But we know we serve a good God. Acts 10:38, I woke up with it at 5 a.m. this morning on my heart, and I just kept hearing it, this scripture, over and over again. I'm going to read it in my Amplified Bible. Acts 10:38, if you take notes, you need to write these references down, because these will help you. They're on my Facebook post that you will see at this afternoon or evening, John 10:10. And now this one, Acts 10:38. How God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power. How he went about doing good. And in particular, curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus laid down his deity and came to this earth and allowed himself to be born as a babe in a manger. And we know all that. We know that he went to the cross for us. But God anointed him and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10:38, with the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit. We know that happened on the day he was water baptized. And with strength and ability and power, and he went about doing good. Say that word with me. Jesus went about doing good. Say that phrase with me. Jesus went about doing good. And he went about, in particular, curing all. It says in that verse, all who were harassed and oppressed by who? By God the Father? Was God the Father oppressing and harassing people with sickness? No. How he went about curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. Betty, talk to us about this. This is powerful before we do this song.
Well, one of the things that does is that it gives us hope.
It does.
It gives us encouragement to stand and stand firm. And, you know, one of the things that, you have mentioned over and over again is that the power that lives in us.
Amen.
The faith that we need to have to transfer that to others, to give them hope, give them encouragement. And it seems like that there's just so much oppression and stuff that is coming out that Satan is using against us, the people, to discourage us. And one of the things that God wants to do is encourage us, is through hope. One of the verses that just seems to just come back to me is hold on a second. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you, mm-hmm. make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
Yes, where's that? Peter What's 5, the reference 10. There? Who is
First it? Peter 5:10.
Mm-hmm. First Peter 5:10, right.
First Peter 5:10, and those are the scriptures that we need to get into our soul, get it, speak them out, call to God and tell him, say, God, this is your promise. It's your mm-hmm. God is a yes and amen, mm-hmm. God.
Amen.
And he wants to lift you up. He doesn't want you to be downhearted, trotted. That's where that scripture comes in, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, through Christ,
amen. We agree with that. Amen and amen. Listen to this song by Big Daddy Weave, Word of God Speak. I'm playing this for a reason, by the way. Pastor Jim is not ill.
I have allergies.
He has an allergy.
Well, they're in the process of being healed.
They are.
It's just a minor attack.
He's been like this for a while.
Amen.
It's not COVID.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, amen. And we're going to get to some powerful scriptures in this show today that are going to change your life if you allow it to. You can be sitting there depressed, discouraged, defeated, and think your life is over the way you knew it before. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. We will get our lives back in due time. Things will improve. And the more we can get in the Word of God and learn these scriptures that are going to change our lives, we're going to give you several today that will be life-giving to you. The first one that we gave you today, we just talked about that in detail here, and we're going to continue to give you several of them. So hang in there and receive these words. The first one was Acts 10:38. Put it on your list. Listen to this song, Word of God Speak.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak. In the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice, and Word of God speak, would you pour down. Pour down like rain,
to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty.
It's okay, lost for words at this time in our lives. Pastor Jim.
Sometimes we need to be at a loss for words.
Why?
So that we can listen.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
The song is all about word of God speak, and I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, in order for it to speak to us, sometimes we got to shut up. You know.
But we're so good at complaining and talking and everything, right?
And I think even in a good sense, sometimes we were praying and praising and thanking God and making our requests known to him with thanksgiving, you know, doing everything Paul says. But sometimes we have to remember, be still and know that
still.
I am God.
Absolutely.
Cease. It literally means just cease, shut up, stop.
Right.
Sometimes we need to do that.
And God
so
has all power.
He
has all power in this situation. Let's go to Romans 8:11. Put this verse on your list that you're making of scriptures that you're going to highlight in your Bible, that you're going to memorize, perhaps. I know that it would be a good idea if you did. Romans 8:11, Paul says, if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, comma, the spirit who raised up Jesus from the dead. Now, that's God the Father who raised Jesus from the dead, right? And if you believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, and if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you ask him to come into your heart, that is the recipe for salvation, right? And so Paul is talking about this very graphically in Romans 8:11. I love this verse. If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, does he live in you? Are you a committed Christian? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because if you do, this is what it's all about. If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. In other words, people, we need life, not death, working in our bodies. Betty, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. If this spirit who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in us, he can restore our lives. And in the Amplified Bible, it says, restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. In other words, he'll give life to your body. That word in the original Greek was Zoe, which is why I named my dog Zoe many, many years ago. Zoe, and it means the God kind of life, the kind of life that raises us up. It also translates, I'll make it. If I don't have it, I'll make it. Okay, that's God doing the work in you that needs to be done. Betty, your comment, and I'll shut up here. Go ahead.
You're doing fine, Pastor. You know, one of the things, that is one of the verses I think that we quote, at least when I'm on the radio, but when I listen, that is probably one of the key verses that we quote on a weekly basis, is the same power that raised Christ Jesus.
It is.
And we have to tap into that, and it gives us power, and it gives us the ability to speak to the mountains and tell them, you know, move on my behalf. And what more love can a father give than to give us the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead?
Oh, absolutely.
Who can do that?
Right.
It's our good, good Father. And we, once we tap into that resource,
right,
you can feel the the change in the in your atmosphere. You
right.
can feel the change in your way of thinking. It can change the way you feel toward a circumstance that you're going through, what we're all going through. It's just not me, and it's just not you. Everyone, every
yes.
living being is going through this. And once we pull together and we realize that the power that we have is that we, once we do connect with the power of Almighty God, mountains will move.
Amen.
And, you know, when you were talking about your Facebook post this morning, everyone had a Facebook post
right.
this morning,
yeah.
it seemed like.
Yeah.
And it's giving us an opportunity to turn to that power.
Amen. Amen.
Turn back to that power.
Yes.
And reconnect with God. And you were talking about Pastor Jim and being quiet. You know, I'm the big mouth. I'm the prayer. I'm the one that's praising God and doing this and that. You know, I've noticed that in the last few weeks, when I'm the most quiet is when I'm asleep, is the vision, the dreams, the songs of encouragement and hope are coming when, mm-hmm. and very early in the morning, or I'll wake up and I'll just listen to that voice.
Same thing's happening to me. Yep.
And I think it's happening to a lot of Christians. It's happening to a lot of people who are spirit-filled.
Right.
Who, if and you can, you again, people, if you don't feel like you have that power, you can tap into it. We can lead you down that path to get
We're
you
going
tapped
to,
into that
on
Holy
the show.
Spirit power.
Yeah.
And but it's coming, you know. The Lord, our King is coming.
Amen.
And he's talking to us. He really, don't get me crying, he really is talking to us. He really is wanting to communicate now more than ever, than he ever has before. And we do have to listen.
We do. And I just had a listener text me and ask what that Graham Cook quote was again. I'm going to say it slower so that y'all can get it and write it down.
Thanks.
God allows in his wisdom. God allows in his wisdom. It's by his wisdom he allows things in our lives. God allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. Could God wipe out COVID in 1 second? Of course he could.
Yes.
But there is a reason this is happening. Now, I choose to believe that since God is allowing this in his wisdom, what he could easily prevent by his power, that he is wanting this situation around the globe to cause people to turn to God. I believe in
Amen.
All my heart that revival is here. You say, well, I don't see it. I just see fear. No. There, I see a whole lot of people that are saying, whoa, we can't fix this on our own. There is no way we can fix this. There's shortages of this. There's shortages of that. I believe there's a lot of people that are walking in fear today. We're going to give you scriptures against that. But I'm telling you that God allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent mm-hmm. by his power. So he has a reason that this is happening. And I think people, here's what I'm saying as pastor of Beacon of Hope Ministries, the sooner we all turn ourselves to God, the sooner we get on our knees before God and say, do the work in me that needs
Amen.
To be done, the quicker
Amen.
We'll be done with this plague.
Amen.
Pastor Jim?
And it has to start with the church.
It has to start with us. It has to start with the leadership. It has to start with every one of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, and everybody's heard this verse. I know it's been all over Facebook, but 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Yep, verse 14.
Well, I was going to start with verse 13.
Oh, go ahead. We did this last week, didn't we? Or the week before.
Did you? Okay, yeah. If
go
I
ahead.
Shut up the heavens. Okay, there's been places where there's mm-hmm. serious drought, including Australia,
mm-hmm.
so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and if my people who are called by my name... That would be us. I mean, we're not talking about the heathen in the land. It has to start with us. God says, no, not the unbelievers. It has to start with the ones that are called by his name.
Yes, amen.
Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Well, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, especially church people, because I don't have any wicked ways. Search me, O God. Search me, O God. See if there be any wicked way in me.
David's words, Psalm 139. Right.
And if they turn from their wicked ways, and that's repentance, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. But it starts with us. It
starts with sins of the spirit, I believe, which are those things like envy, jealousy, all kinds of things, that lying and cheating and you name it, that God wants to root out of us. And a big part of it is unbelief that we just carry around, that there's nothing that I can face that I can't handle. I mean, how many people say that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Well, here's something none of us can handle.
Right.
None of us. I don't care how many chlorine wipes I use on this control board in here. I still can't control this whole situation, this unseen enemy. And you know, it's powerful. It's wild. God's got this. Go ahead, PJ. I'm going to play this song by Chris Tomlin, Resurrection Power.
Well, good, because I was going to quote out of Ephesians.
Go ahead, and then we'll play at Resurrection Power.
Because Betty had mentioned it before about when we were talking about verse in Romans chapter 8. But in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul gives a great prayer for the church. I would highly recommend that everybody pray over themselves, verses 16 to 23 of Ephesians chapter 1. I mean, that's just a ready-made prayer. But Paul says, and starting in verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling. We got this, you know, we have to stay with hope. Okay, we cannot lose our hope. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And here we go. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
Amen.
And seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
Woo!
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and virus and every name that is named.
Amen.
Not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
Amen.
And he put all things in subjection under his feet.
Amen.
I mean, nothing's left out, including COVID-19.
That's right. Resurrection Power, Chris Tomlin. Listen, let it encourage you right now.
You called me from the grave by name. You called me out of all my shame. I see the old is passed away. The new has come. Now I have resurrection power.
I'm trusting your own.
God. Read them. Resurrection power. Romans 8:11. That's all we have. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. And we started talking about this on our Facebook post this morning. So if you catch that later when the Facebook post comes through, that's all right. You just need this word, you know, really grafted within you. Jesus came down from the mountain. Great throngs followed him. This is after he did the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. Behold, a leper came up to him and prostrating himself, worshipped him. Number one, the wet leper was not supposed to approach any person. Pastor Jim, would you amplify on that?
Yeah, under the law, the leper had to go around shouting, unclean, unclean. So everybody would know that he was there, he or she, so they could avoid them because, and this becomes very important in the next couple of verses, if a leper touched you, you became unclean. You had to wait to be inspected by the priest to make sure, kind of like you were self-quarantined, to make sure that you weren't carrying leprosy.
Kind of reminds us of kind COVID, doesn't
like
it?
COVID, yeah.
Because, you know, yeah. Well, I was, let's say you were doing this particular thing, whatever it might have been, around somebody and they found out they had it. Then you have to self-quarantine for a period of time, right?
And that's what would happen under the law is if I've been around a leper, I'm unclean. I have to make a sacrifice. And then I have to be really careful. And if anything weird happens to my skin, then I got to go see the priest.
I find it fascinating. This leper was very bold. He was at the end of his rope, I believe. I believe that, I mean, he was going to live like this the rest of his life and die a leper. But somehow he got the good news that Jesus, the Messiah, was here and that he was the healer. And he boldly broke all social norms. Now, people were not telling you to break things that they're telling us to do. No, we're not doing that. This leper was not supposed to go up to anybody, let alone Jesus of Nazareth.
Right.
But he did it because he said, he bowed first, he worshiped him. That tells me he knew that the leper knew this was God. This was the Messiah that had come. And he said, Lord, if you are willing, I'm in verse 2 of Matthew 8, if you're just joining us. If you are willing, you are able to cleanse me by curing me, says in the Amplified Bible. If you're willing, you can do it. If you're willing, you can heal me. He's not saying, I don't know, God, if you or Jesus, if you have the power to do this, but if you do by some crazy way that you can, then would you? That's not what the leper said. Mm-hmm. The leper said, Lord, if you are willing, you are able. He's acknowledging that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was able to heal his body.
Right. He just wasn't sure what God's will
right.
was.
Are you willing?
Yeah.
And Jesus reached out and touched his hand. He touched him. He wasn't even supposed to touch a leper. And he said, I am willing. Point one today is Jesus is willing.